It's all golden to me.
It's my dream to have a golden beard.
Younger but looks older.
I'll even try a squat. Here we go. The 6 of clubs.
The golden.
Welcome to another episode of Talk Golden to Me. Your host, Golden TV, Evan Golden, in the house here from the law offices of Berman & Berman. Our studios are here. You see it. They're beautiful, but not as beautiful as Chelsea Cross inside and out, our guest today. This woman, if you've not heard of her, I'm sure you've seen her on social media. She's a pioneer influencer marketing space for the past 10 years. Get off of my screen if you are watching me. But if you're listening, this is Chelsea Cross. She's America's leading millennial influencer. She's been ranked by LinkedIn, top 20 millennial marketing brand strategist. She's a keynote speaker. She's a Forbes contributor. This list could go on and on and on. But pretty incredible what you've done when it comes to influencer. And a lot of people, I don't think, even heard this word, you know, millennial and marketing and kind of combining it all together. So Chelsea Cross, we're so excited to get educated and learn all about your wisdom, your knowledge in this space, and how you've really become kind of the leader and the influencer to the influencers of millennials. So welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me in this awesome studio. Love it so much.
Oh, thank you. It's our pleasure. So, you know, people that maybe not so sure about you and exactly what you're doing in the space, I'm sure you've done it a couple times. If you don't mind, just kind of educating us on your bio and who Chelsea Cross is and what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, actually, I can't believe it, but 12 years ago, this whole crazy career of mine started in South Florida, with the concept for a radio show for teenagers. And this was 2007, so the word millennial did not exist, let alone anything aside from MTV 16 and Pregnant, That's So Raven, and the Disney Channel. And it was just a time of MySpace and weird cat videos on YouTube, and I was craving something more. And I went to Spanish River High School and was in the amazing TV production program and got incredibly inspired and motivated and empowered to put my idea into action, which was this radio. Think of The View on ABC, but for millennials, where you always had a diverse group of millennials talking about things that were important to them, with, of course, experts in various fields to provide credibility to the conversation and insight to the conversation. So Teen Talk Live was picked up, and that was truly the catalyst to my career. And this was 2007. So it's been a crazy long journey since then, in television, in workshops and trainings and keynotes all over the country. And LinkedIn instructor, have 3 courses on LinkedIn and marketing, social media, personal branding, influencer marketing, and get to wear a lot of hats throughout the day, you know, in the crazy entrepreneur lifestyle that digital provides us. So it's awesome.
That's amazing. And I try to stay in touch with kind of advertising and ad trends and ad age. And so I guess the trend now is, look, every business out there, whether you're large or small, everyone has a marketing and advertising budget, correct?
Yeah, correct.
And they're all looking to separate themselves from their competitors. They all want exposure. They all want awareness. And your traditional forms of marketing and advertising are, I don't think your bang for your buck is effective. The recent article I just read is about targeting influencers online, but not the big influencers, the micro influencers.
Yes.
What's your knowledge on that?
Oh, yeah. So there are influencers are people who are bloggers or YouTubers or have built a great digital footprint in the social media landscape. Some of the big ones are Gary Vaynerchuk, Tony Robbins, and these people are monetizing their online presence. So that's really the basic definition of an influencer today. If you have a community in the digital or physical landscape that you are influencing, right? So there are various stages in the influencer cycle. From micro-influencer, which has about 200 to 500 followers on social media, to mega-influencer, which is Tony Robbins, the millions of followers. Now, a lot of people think you have to have the Kim Kardashian, Tony Robbins status influencer to create an impact, to convert, to generate ROI. not necessarily the case anymore, because these micro-influencers have so specialized in their niche and their field and their area of expertise and have such a dynamic relationship with their small follower group, because you can have a relationship with 200, 300, 400, 500 followers in a community versus 1.2 million followers. It's hard to have that intimate one-on-one connection. So these micro-influencers, statistics showing over the past few years, are creating even more conversions and engagement online.
Wow, that's interesting. So businesses really need to start understanding that, where you look at your budget could be eaten up completely by one major influencer, where you got to look where it's effective.
And also blogger communities, micro-influencer communities. So instead of dropping $100K on one mega influencer for a year commitment, drop $100K on 30 different micro-influencers, and now you're tackling, 30 different micro-communities in different little niches online, where all of those communities have different audiences, more exposure, more diverse eyeballs. So it's not just about that big celebrity or mega influencer anymore, the micro influencers. And I would say the macro influencers too, the ones with tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands. You should really be investing in building your relationships with those.
And you still should, though, maintain some of your traditional forms of marketing advertising. You should never just abandon. It's obviously a kind of a wide net approach, but you have to start taking advantage of some of these newer age, methodologies.
Totally. So like 10 years ago, when social media really started to come onto the scene, it was like, okay, is social media a fad? Is it worth my marketing and advertising dollars? What the hell do I do with this, right? Now we know over the past 10 to 15 years that digital and social media is one of the most effective ways to market to millennials, which are those that are under the baby boomer, Gen Xer, millennial, Gen Z. So millennials and Gen Zers are most influenced by digital media. And they are most influenced by people that they trust
online. Are they the ones spending the money, though?
Yeah, so millennials have the largest combined spending power on the planet.
See, I don't know if people knew that. I didn't know that.
Millennials have the largest combined spending power on the planet, not because of that they're rich as a generation, but because of our sheer size as a generation and our combined spending power and influence. Now, some people might go, okay, my demographic is 40 plus, so I want a Gen X or baby boomer strategy. I'm using my hands so much, and I'm seeing myself all over the screen here. My target audience is Boomer Gen Xer, and millennials are only getting older. We're not getting younger. So right. Now's the time to really start thinking about those digital, social, and influencer relationships so that you can start brewing relationships with the next generation with the largest combined spending power.
Wow, that makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense. We're talking with Chelsea Cross. Go to ChelseaCross.com. She's a great follow on all social media. Twitter is awesome. I wanted to bring up with you because what you're doing is the millennial talk, the Twitter chats every Tuesday. You're basically giving free advice for all these businesses on how they can monetize, how they can improve profits, more visibility, more, reaching more influencers.
Yes.
Tell me about the millennial talk.
So millennial talk Twitter chat every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern started 6 years ago now. I was living out in California and actually was hosting a radio show at the time. Now, we've seen a resurgence in podcasts over the past few years, which is so exciting because my first love is in radio. Started it in 12 years ago, but it was in local AM radio because there was no such thing as digital or podcasting, that was relevant at the time. So as I was hosting my digital internet radio show out in California 6 years ago, I was welcoming everyone to join me live on Twitter. Let's open up the conversation. I want to take questions, hear what you guys have to say, and invite people to join Twitter. Realized that the Twitter feed was starting to become so poppin' that I couldn't keep up with the tweets and keep up with the conversation at the same time, which gave me the idea to create a hour-long conversation on Twitter. So aka the Twitter chat was born. And every week on Tuesdays, we talk with a different expert from all over the world, different topic within the entrepreneurship, marketing, social media, business category, and everyone's a part of the conversation. So you have all these micro influencers joining throughout the hour long conversation in addition to our featured expert, just providing that much more insight and inspiration and networking amongst our community. We We have a really dedicated Millennial Talk tribe. I love them so much.
That is great. So that is a must attend. So there's nothing really going on Tuesday nights anyway, so I think it's like the perfect night.
You have no idea how many people are like, just poured myself a glass of wine. Here's my hat, Millennial Talk happy hour. It's a party. It really is a party.
That is great. So Millennial Talk, the hashtag is Millennial Talk. It's a great Twitter chat Tuesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern. Go follow ChelseaCross.com on Twitter. And if you miss that or can't get involved with that, there's other opportunities that I wanted to talk about because you have a unique and diverse background. So you allow your clients a variety of ways to work with you through consulting. I wanted to understand more about the one-on-one coaching with you and just understand the private services that you're now providing.
Yeah, so for the first 10 years, I was so dedicated to producing, hosting, content creation for my clients, for affiliates. And as my speaking, as the speaker circuit became more and more popular within my career, as I started to get more engagements, I started to realize that my biggest presentation that I was sought out for was marketing to millennials. How do we engage, convert millennial Gen Z consumers? Still is, of course, but every time I was done with my presentation and it was time for Q&A, 100 hands would go up in the air, and everyone was so excited. Oh my gosh, I finally get it. Oh, that makes so much sense. Thank you for connecting the dots. You know, why hasn't anyone painted the picture like this before? And I'm like, I don't know. Why hasn't anyone painted the picture like this before? So I would literally, I kid you not, Evan, close down summits because I would still be talking to people. And it was the best crowdsourcing opportunity over 5-6 years doing this with people at all of these large conventions, knowing what they needed within their entrepreneur's business, right? Not just all the MasterCard, the Capital One, the Kotexes of the world. What did, you know, Sally Fields, everyone on, you know, what did the entrepreneur next door need help in their marketing, social branding needs? So I pivoted 3 years ago and started opening up one-on-one coaching to those who are entrepreneurs looking to pivot out of their corporate 9-to-5 job and start their own business, and or looking to roll out their business online for service-based. So a lot of coaching, a lot of consultants, a lot of trainers, service-based business versus product-based business, but both obviously need marketing and digital and content. And it's been a 3-year journey in my one-on-one coaching, and it's actually of my favorite things that I do now, because I love seeing the light bulb effect, you know, go off after our third coaching session together. When they're in Florida, we meet in person and we do our sessions, if not via Zoom, virtual conference all over the country. So it's really, I try to make it as intimate and as creatively therapeutic at the same time, because I also love working on the entrepreneur that can't get out of their own way. That tends to be a lot of our problem when we're our own boss versus someone telling us what to do, right? It's like, okay, how do we prioritize? How do we block schedule? How do I get past this, you know, plateau in creative inspiration? So we do a lot of work in mindset and also in marketing, branding, and social content creation.
Wow, that is very fascinating, and that's a great opportunity. I didn't know you provide that type of, like, engagement.
Yeah, and of course, because of my wonderful network, whether you need PR, whether you need video editing, whether you need a reel created, whether you need copywriting for your website or your webinar or your ebook, these are all resources that you have access to after, being a coaching student of mine, so that, you know, whether it's with me or someone that I'm going to put you in touch with, I tell you everything you need, I got for you. So I love, you know, bringing my network to the table for all of my entrepreneurs as well.
That's a fabulous opportunity. So take advantage of that. I think also, look, technology. You were really in the infancy stage of a lot of this, and I think now people are embracing it. Business owners are embracing, because they're always kind of that fear of change, the fear of technology.
Totally.
I don't know technology, and they don't want to implement in their business. I think probably maybe you're seeing a little bit more of a transition, a little easier, more comfort level to start implementing these and taking advantage of it. But probably You saying you've been doing this 10 years, it must have been such a challenge from then to now.
So it's been 12 years total, and I make sure to say 12 because it's taken those extra two to all of a sudden see a little bit of a shift. But for a full decade, there was so much resistance. Yep. And all of those companies that were resisting the change, resisting the technology, even resisting the millennial conversation are kicking themselves right now. Because they're like, crap, I should have been doing this 5 years ago. I should have been doing this 10 years ago. And the companies that are that much more ahead.
Take advantage. Reach the future now. Don't wait. Don't wait till it's too late.
And if you want to start educating yourself, you know, that's why I love LinkedIn Learning. Not sure if you're familiar with LinkedIn Learning, but if you have premium on LinkedIn, which is a small fee every month, you get access to the LinkedIn Learning Library. And think of it like YouTube with all credible professionals. Like, so you go on YouTube and you hope to find someone who knows what they're talking about versus LinkedIn, this is all credible sourced professionals.
And you're providing courses right on LinkedIn, correct?
Yes. So I have three courses on LinkedIn, one marketing to millennials, one personal branding, and one influencer marketing. And these are such great tools and assets to only enhance your knowledge, enhance your skill set, enhance awareness, and also invite your team to listen and participate on, because it's all about like up-leveling your team, right? Up-leveling the workplace and making sure that we're bridging the generation gap by keeping whether it's the 50-year-old or the 20-year-old in the know about the top digital trends, top techie trends, top social trends. And everyone can speak the same language. So that really, really makes a difference.
Wow, that I like that a lot. Here, I'm going to show anyone that's viewing right now and not just listening. Here's the three opportunities that she's talking about. She's marketing to millennials, learning personal branding, and influencer marketing foundations. And this all could be found right through LinkedIn.
Yep.
That okay? Do you and you have to be a premium to have access to this?
Yes. So if
this
you
is
actually,
worth it.
If you go to actually directly to my Twitter, my pinned tweet that Evan's showing right now has the links to each course.
Got it.
So you just have to click each course link, and you might get like a 30-day free trial. So in 30 days, you can absolutely take advantage of a lot of videos.
Man, you're a busy woman.
2018 was like a content creation storm for me and my team. Sometimes content creation takes a lot of energy, a lot of planning, a lot of creative thinking, and time. And that's like the problem we all have, not enough time in the day. So I try to create bulk content. And I believe for companies that are looking to do more of a digital content strategy, more of a social media strategy, whether you have someone doing it or you're doing it, do yourself a favor and take a full day the last week of every month. And just commit a full day to 30 days of content. And that's how I get so much content done in bulk and so much content done consistently. Mm. And that's one of my biggest tips and tricks, because a lot of people are like, how do you stay so consistent? And consistency is key. So create your content in bulk.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. These are great strategies, great tips. You only find this information from Chelsea Cross. She's a millennial expert, influencer, marketing, branding, engagement. You've kind of cracked the code on this, and it's been recognized from Forbes to obviously LinkedIn, so many different appearances. And I know that you've already wrote two books. Is there more books in the future coming out?
You know, I'm going to admit something right here, right now.
Uh-oh.
I really don't like writing. I much rather be on live stream, talk my way into anything, not write my way into anything. But that doesn't mean that there isn't a book in the future. I think it has to just be like the right book and the right concept, and that would then inspire me to go on to the next.
And looking at kind of, you know, your whole mission and your expertise, it really can be utilized on a vast, you know, so many different industries. This is not just targeted for, you know, a certain type of technology or a B2C or B2B. This is something that could be implemented for any type of business, large, medium, small, and any type of industry.
Oh, totally. I mean, in over the past 12 years of consulting, brand ambassador roles, even spokesperson roles where I sat on the millennial advisory board of large companies like MasterCard, Capital One, Kotex, so financial services, Kotex, which is beauty and lifestyle, feminine hygiene care, Intel, IBM, technology, Siemens, technology, real estate, really important for real estate, as so many real estate agents tend to be baby boomers and Gen Xers and are struggling to figure out the millennial consumer behavior and how we look at buying and investing in property today, how to also market their property to the digital consumer today. So there are every single industry today, I can't think of anyone, not even AARP is a company that cannot take advantage of digital and social media marketing and that wouldn't benefit from influencer marketing and will, whether it's now or, you know, in the very near future, will really start to need to cater to the millennial consumer.
I like that you you say that you're helping brands unlock their potential.
Yes.
Because tell me more about that and kind of the meaning behind that.
So especially for my one-on-one coaching. So I call my one-on-one coaching students VIPs because what we do together is, well, or what my entire coaching process is we increase your visibility, influence, and profits with your branding, marketing, social media, and content creation strategy that we put together that's going to drive more traffic to your brand channels, whether it's your webinar, your ebook, your masterclass course, your website, your live stream that you do at weekly. We put together a traffic plan, a social media plan, content plan. If you have just the concept, we actually put together the actual strategy to bring the concept to life. So visibility, influence, profits. You're my VIP students. I also created my membership site. So my membership site's called millennialmarketingformula.com, talking about cracking the code. There's really a formula to marketing to millennials and Gen Zers. So I do have a private membership site that all of my VIP clients, students, get full access to for life. And it's always being updated with new content. So if you're an entrepreneur who's really looking to make their mark in the digital landscape and really looking to separate yourself from the competition, drive revenue, drive sales online, and not necessarily in the know of how to do it, that's exactly why you would benefit from my type of coaching.
That makes a lot of sense, and I think a lot of businesses need to be taking advantage of this. Go to chelseacross.com. Sign up, register, join this, because if you're not, you're missing the boat. And I'll tell you what, if you're not, your competitors probably are.
Exactly.
I wanted to talk to you about something a little bit serious for a second.
Yeah.
Because, well, you're a young woman, you know, in this industry, but you're so confident and everything you're saying is making a lot of sense. So many good key points. Do you have any fears when you're talking in front of these men or entrepreneurs and people that are 10, 20, 30 years older than you and saying, what does this young woman in her 20s know anything about business?
Oh my gosh.
How do you kind of, because I'm sure you probably get people rolling their eyes at you when you first come up and they're...
All the time.
I'd like to hear about that.
All the time. So when I was 16 and walked into my very first pitch, which was with my radio show in, you know, Spiral Notepad, Teen Talk Live, and sat down with WBZT Clear Channel Studios here in South Florida, I was literally shaking in my boots, like so scared. I mean, obviously 16, what the hell did I know? But I knew that there needed to be a platform like this, whether it was me or someone else. I knew that the platform was necessary and needed. So I went into this big boardroom with someone who was probably, you know, 60 plus years old and in a very outdated suit and clearly not millennial minded, you know. I just went for it. And I said to myself, I had nothing to lose at 16. But he gave me the biggest poker face you've ever seen in your life. I mean, this guy gave me no emotion, no inklings. I feel like I'm pretty good at reading body language. Nope, was getting no read on this guy. And after my pitch, which I really prepared for, you know, so I walked into the room prepared, he got up and left the room. And I sat there. And I said to myself, oh, is this over before it even started? Did I insult him? You know, am I supposed to leave now? What am I supposed to do? So I just sat there for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes later, and the man walked back into the boardroom with a contract and said, I want to help you start your career.
Wow.
And when he said that, Evan, I never thought of it as a career. I thought of it as a passion project. You know, I thought about, like, I was just passionate to do it, and maybe it was going to help me, you know, look good in my college, what's it called, applications. Mm-hmm. So it's a while ago now. So it was totally out of passion, and after that experience, there was something in me that just went, if you don't try, you'll never know. And if you don't try, if you do try and fail, then there's always a silver lining in failure. What did I do wrong? What did I not do enough? What did I learn from what went wrong, how it went wrong, so that I could do it better the next time? And I learned that really young because I had to, because if I let so the initial 3 months of conversations with people going, what is this 16-year-old going to say? No one's going to listen to her. No one's going to take her serious. I wouldn't be here right now. So you have to really believe in yourself first, because if you don't, then that's where fear and failure come, you know, knocking. And then two, you really have to know what you're talking about. Like, are you an expert or are you trying to become a overnight sensation? You know, like, what do you really know, and how do you know you could really make an impact? And if you really know your stuff, and if you really know what you're saying can create results in whatever field you're in, then that should give you more confidence to step up on the stage and share what you have to say with those people versus, I'm not prepared, I don't think that I'm qualified, I don't think that I'm good enough. So whenever it comes to building a business or building a personal brand that you want to monetize and create into a business like Chelsea Productions, I think of it like a house. Like, I think of it like a multi-million dollar mansion that I want to move into one day, right? So if the foundation's not level, the house is never going to be solid. So that foundation is so important in regards to your personal foundation, your mindset, how you think about yourself, and are you stuck in a past trauma that's keeping you from moving forward, right? Because that's where fear and
excellent
failure
analogy
comes from as well. What happened in your past that you're bringing into your present? So clear that foundation, then get that solid drywall, right? That cement, which is your expertise, your knowledge, your accolades, your accreditations. And then you're that much more solid to put the roof on, paint the walls, and fancy interior design up a storm, you know? And those are the layering effects. So I say to those people who have fear of failure, we need to, like, change the narrative about that. And it's, okay, it's not to be afraid of failure. It's to embrace what the failure might teach you to make the next one that much better, that next one that much more successful.
It's hard to develop that attitude, and I kind of have that. I have that attitude. I kind of have the don't. You don't want to say no. You want to go. You don't want to have that regret that you didn't try.
Right.
But I've always been in the camp that you're going to learn a lot more in life if you lose in something than say if you win. So whether you're facing a rejection, you know, it's even you could correlate it, I guess, to whether it's sports or if you're an actor or model going on auditions. You're going to hear no a lot more, right? Then you're going to hear the yes, but What are you going to do with that no, and what are you going to make of it exactly?
Totally.
And who are you going to meet at that no?
Totally.
You know, there's plenty of times where you're on audition, the person next to you is writing a script or whatever it is. So, but it is hard to develop that attitude and that mindset, because you could be confident and you could be well knowledgeable in whatever you're doing, but if you don't have that confidence or that belief or going in there that no matter what's going to happen, something positive is going to come with it.
Yes, and that's personal development right there. You know, really investing in books or different podcasts or docuseries.
Or booking a one-on-one coaching session with
Chelsea
Cross.
Or booking a one-on-one coaching session. I do free discovery calls, 20-minute free discovery call. You have no idea how much value you'll just get in me picking you apart for 20 minutes. You know, so I pick you apart and tell you what you need to rebuild you back together or to get you on the path.
They could sign up for that right on your website?
If you go to my website, chelseacross.com, whether you just contact me directly on the contact tab, or you go to my one-on-one coaching page, there's contact forms to email me right now.
Here it is. Book a free discovery call. Schedule
exactly.
out. ChelseaCross.com. This is awesome.
Yep. Book a free discovery call. In that discovery call, so once you hit schedule now, you're going to fill out a little bit of a questionnaire. That questionnaire allows me to do the research on you before we hop on the call, which is why the call is so productive. I've already looked at your website. I've already read your bio. I've already checked out every social channel of yours and stalked your content. And then I'm gonna pick you apart on the call. I'm gonna tell you how to achieve your goals, that you know what it is that you're trying to do. Scale your audience, scale your reach, roll out a new service offering. Let's do it.
Wow. Chelsea Cross, you are fascinating, such a driven woman, so smart, brilliant in your field. It's no wonder why Entrepreneur, Forbes, and LinkedIn and Twitter have obviously recognized you as the millennial expert. Fascinating stuff, so engaging, and businesses need to be taking advantage of your services and your knowledge and implementing it. Do you get to have any fun and pleasure for yourself? Because I'm looking at your schedule from all your speaking engagements, keynote speakings, Twitter talk, discoveries. Do you get to go to the beach at all in South Florida?
Well, it's been a little bit of a my suitcase has been half packed for the past 2 months. That's how much travel there has been. But it tends to come in phases, like big chunks of travel and then nice and quiet. But I definitely do like to have fun and make sure that I do have fun. And that's one of my biggest tricks to staying so motivated is living life, too. And, you know, if I wake up one day, that's the beautiful thing about being my own boss and creating my own schedule, because I could wake up and not have a crazy calendar and go, you know what? I'm taking a day to myself that's only going to fill me and fuel me so that the next day I'm badass, you know, versus I'm burnt out, I'm sluggish, and I want to, like, you know, knock my head against the computer screen. So we it's so much personal development and professional development that I'm incredibly passionate about, and especially talking to the fellow entrepreneur that's running their own show and making sure that you find your sweet spot in life so that you do feel like you're personally and professionally fulfilled, which is actually the theme of my upcoming podcast that I'm about to roll out soon.
Ooh, let's promote it.
Yep. Don't have a specific release date because talking to a few sponsorship options right now. But the C-suite is coming out, and it's a total takeoff of the executive C-suite, but my C-suite is SWEET, because it's all about finding your work-life balance, finding your sweet spot in your personal and professional life. And just like, of course, you could expect to do all the entrepreneur categories, business categories, topics, experts. We're also going
to
have
I'll be subscribing to that one.
Wellness, lifestyle, mindset, equally necessary to empower yourself with to be a successful entrepreneur today.
That's going to be a must listen. Wow. I like this. Chelsea Cross, you are a one-of-a-kind woman.
Oh, and thank you.
Your parents should be very proud of you. Your husband should be very proud of you. And businesses need to be taking advantage of your intellect and your mind. And all you're doing is going to be creating a positive, profitable opportunity for businesses. So.
Thank you, Evan.
No, it's well recognized. And, you know, people deserve what they get. You have a great heart. I think the first time I probably met you is at charity events in South Florida. So I know you continuously just give back and you support the community. And that's one of the big things we look for in bringing guests down here is people that are committed to the community, which you certainly are on an international level.
Yeah, well, giving back is, you know, also what fuels you to keep doing it too. You know, especially when you can see the positive ripple effect that your, you know, good deed did or your good act did. And, you know, a lot of people say, you know, how do you keep going? And I really started with a passion project. So the fact that the passion is still there makes me excited to do it. So if you're going to start something new or if you're looking for a refresh, you know, find what makes you passionate about it and it'll feel less like work and more like play.
100%. I think people need to go after their passions more, pursue it, and put everything into their passions, which I know you and your family have done, and you guys continuously give back. This bracelet I'm actually wearing was made by SOS Kids.
Oh, my God, I love that. Love that.
What celebrity do people say you look like, by the way? I'm trying to figure that out. I'm looking at you right now. Who's your celebrity lookalike?
I get two. One is Marissa Tomei a lot.
I was seeing that one.
Actually, that just I on the plane last week. And then Selena Gomez.
Do you get the Selena Gomez?
Get the Selena Gomez.
I could definitely see that. All right, let's see. I'm going to put you side by side to Marissa Tomei. You got to kind of make this face, though, okay? So here we go. Okay. I'm going to put you right now. Right, here we go. Let's see. Do we see it for everyone that's watching?
Oh, I even have a picture of me like that with my hair all crazy.
Oh, you do? That's like the JCPenney glamour shot right there. There it is. Boom. I do see that. I do see that. Chelsea Cross, you are a fabulous guest. So insightful. So educational. Make sure, again, you are all following her. Just go to her website, chelseacross.com.
Look, there's my hair flip.
I love the hair flip. That is the Marissa Tomei hair flip.
That's so funny.
That is great. You could catch her on all her keynote speakings. Remember, Twitter Talk on Millennial Talk Tuesday nights on Twitter, 8 p.m. Eastern. Go to chelseacross.com to get all the info, all the goods. Follow her on Instagram, Twitter. Great follow. Do that Discovery Day call. That is a great opportunity.
Free 20-minute call. We usually go more than 20 minutes, and it'll totally be an eye-opener. You'll leave with golden nuggets, I say. Hey. No pun intended, golden nuggets.
It's lunchtime. I could use some nuggets. Chelsea Cross, thank you for joining the Talk Golden to Me video podcast show from the lofts of Berman & Berman. Such an insightful, great guest. We'll be watching your podcast that launches. So
yes.
Chelsea Cross, so stay tuned with her on all social media. Fabulous guest. Thank you for joining us. Till next time, Talk Golden to Me is out of here.
Bye.
Peace.